Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Radio.
And you can be my cutty, buddy, my cutty, buddy. You can be my cutty, buddy, my cutty, buddy. You can be my cutty, buddy, my cutty, buddy. You can be my cutty, buddy, my cutty, buddy. Now I don't know what you're used to. Tonight let's glide, just me and you. Let's kiss the sky like lovers do. Come grab my hand, let me guide you to a secret place no one has to know. No need to move fast, we could take it slow. Just hold on tight, if we lose control, I'll take you for a ride, baby, baby. It feels so right, it can't be wrong. You're oh so tight and I'm so strong. Tonight's the night, mommy pop some bump and hop into this jacuzzi. Let's take our time, I'ma make it mine. Let me come inside, baby girl be mine.
And you can be my cutty, buddy, my cutty, buddy. You can be my cutty, buddy, my cutty, buddy. You can be my cutty, buddy, my cutty, buddy. You can be my cutty, buddy, my cutty, buddy.
We got all night, baby. Let's take it slow. Forget the time, all I wanna do is think of you. Is it all mine, baby? Cause I want it all. And when we grind from behind, makes me want it more. You got the time, then I got the place. Let's go hard, if you want, we could videotape our freaky episode. I'll make you moan. Give me more to your soul, baby, if you want. Let's take our time, I'ma make it mine. Let me come inside, baby girl be mine.
And you can be my cutty, buddy, my cutty, buddy. You can be my cutty, buddy, my cutty, buddy. You can be my cutty, buddy, my cutty, buddy. You can be my cutty, buddy, my cutty, buddy.
My cutty is your friend. You call when you're feeling like you're in need of sex. Oh baby, here I am. See, I won't play no game. Little mama call my name. To pleasure is my aim. And cut like razor blade.
And you can be my cutty, buddy, my cutty, buddy. You can be my cutty, buddy, my cutty, buddy. You can be my cutty, buddy, my cutty, buddy. You can be my cutty, buddy, my cutty, buddy.
Yes, 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 yes. This is your girl, K Nicole, and this is Ladies Night on B-Stew Radio. And you already know how your girl do. I always got something popping off in here. But tonight, we have a special guest in the building, Miss Anissa Johnson. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, you, I didn't say your, I'm sorry for not saying your middle name. I didn't want to mess it
okay,
up.
Okay.
So you go ahead.
Oh, it's Anissa Nayel Johnson, but you got the first name right. That's most important. Thank you.
All right, Miss Anissa. All right, so for whoever don't know, tell the people who you are and what you do.
Well, my name is Anissa Nyel Johnson. I hail right now from the ATL. I'm an actress, dancer, model, and most of all, a mom and a child of God.
Okay, that's okay. I like that. Do you, you know, as all those things, do you feel it's hard, especially being a black woman, to get a role?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. It's challenging, especially in this game, you know. I mean, I'm not a young baby anymore, so, you know, I look young, but, you know, it's a grind, you know. You have to always go hard in the paint. That's my favorite line. And showing what you have and not fear and know that God is your sufficiency. Because if you don't, you're going to get swallowed up and eaten up in this game. So, yes, it's hard as a black woman. It's hard to provide for my family. You know, I have a husband, of course, he who provides mostly. You know, this game is so tough, it's hard to really at times, you know, provide. But thanks to God, I have a good man by my side who definitely holds me down. And but to balance everything is challenging for me.
Definitely. What made you want to be an actor?
Well, actually, K. Nicole, it started when I was young. I grew up, like, always having a bubbly personality. And so my mom, you know, decided to kind of keep me busy through the arts, you know, and that worked for me. I'm originally from Philadelphia. And so I went to performing arts in Philly. I also went to Temple University, as well as I did a semester at University of the Arts. So my mom just kept me grinding as far as artistically and as far as sports and things like that. She just kept me moving, and I just loved it. I love the energy that you get and on the stage and performing. So my first love actually is dance, and that's where it all started.
Now that, you know, you're doing your thing and you're acting and everything, is it difficult when, you know, you know what, let me ask you this. What type of style of acting do you prefer? Because, you know, everybody has a different type of style of acting.
Right. For me, I just prefer challenging roles. I've recently been reintroduced to theater. So I just did a performance in Indiana, where I did a theatrical piece that was it was a love triangle / espionage / comedy. So that was really, really cool. It was fun for me. It was a different. It was all fair in love and jewels and dresses. And that was done at the Indiana Fringe Festival. And that was new because, see, for me, doing film and television is different than theater because you can cut in film and television. Theater, it's like one and done, son. So you have to be on 100%. You get what you get. After that hour or 2 hours are up, that's all you get. So you just got to go with it. So for me, it was just a different thrill, but I do primarily love film and television because you can just do more at certain points. Theater, you can do more too, but it's just you got to be on 100%. There's no takes. So I'm more of a film and television person, but theater definitely sharpens you in the craft. So that's where my love is because there's so many different roles you can play in film and television. So, yeah, I love film and television.
Okay. Who are some of the people who influence you?
I love different people. I love I constantly change this because I get asked this question a lot, but there's a lot. I like Glenn Close. I like, I love, of course, Denzel Washington. I love Tandy Newton. certain points, Halle Berry. I love, let's see, I love, who else do I love? I love, what's my boy's name? I can't think of his name right now. I just went brain dead. I love, as an actor,
what he's in?
Style. You know what I'm saying? He's in, he's in Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, Johnny Depp?
Depp. Oh, thank you. I just had such a brain fart. But I love,
because
okay. he truly goes all in. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he goes all in. Like, I love the fact that he can do comedy. I love the fact that he can do thrillers. I love the fact that he can do intense emotional roles. And it changes. And he, in every I don't know if people pay attention, but every character that he plays, it's a little bit of him in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, of his true self. And, you know, acting is about reacting and really promoting who you are as an individual, like fusing it with the character. If you really do a good job, you should be like 100% like entwined in that character. So for me, I think he brings it home, all his roles.
Yeah, I definitely, Johnny Depp, definitely. He's into directing and stuff too. Do you see yourself maybe going into that field also?
You know, okay, you never know. But right now, I'm just really trying to perfect my craft. I am what I call a think tank, so I'm that ideas chick. I like everybody else to push it through, but I love coming up with stuff. So for me, it may turn into that at some point, but right now I'm just having so much fun with trying to bring home all the different characters and roles that I play, so... That's been my
What was your first role?
Wow. So we're going to have to break this down. So do you mean, like, in film and television, or do you mean, like, extra, or do you mean, like,
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
first gig you got.
Okay, because I like to go back to elementary school, you know what I'm saying? I go all the way back.
All right.
You know
so
what I'm saying? You really want to know.
Like,
I played Anita. I played Anita
like once
in
you
West
made
Side.
It, I would say, okay, so let's go with one of your first real, like, roles that you got a chance to be really out there.
Okay. Well, actually, you know, because I don't know if you know, but I'm fairly new again, like, being reintroduced to this industry, like, because I started out, like I said, as a dancer. So for me, I actually blew my knees out shooting a movie. So I really focused on acting all of a sudden because, hey, my body just was trying to reject me for a minute there. So as far as acting and really being able to really introduce myself as a full-fledged actor, I would like to say one of the roles that I'm constantly working on right now is The Return of Brinsley's Walk. It's the first urban fantasy film ever done, and it is so
Wait,
dope.
Again, The Return of
Brimsley's, Brimsley, Walk, WALK.
Okay.
Yep. And please Facebook them, because it's a dope piece. It really is. The first 13 minutes is being premiered on the 22nd of February. At the it's already sold out, which is crazy. It sold out in 24 hours, and I didn't even get my own ticket. So I guess I'll be crisscross applesauce on the floor with the rest of the kids that go. But with that, that's a blessing. So that role, I play a wife and a mother, and it's real dope because the people I'm with, first of all, the cast is crazy. I'm working with a man by the name of Rico Ball. He's bananas. He's just going hard. He's been on Necessary Roughness. He's on The Game this season. He's on a movie called Space Warriors and First Impressions and Love and Success with Love and Success is with what's my girl? Everybody say I look like Angie Stone. And
okay.
Yeah, First Impressions is with, you're going to have to help me out with this because I always forget his name, the young man from Why Did I Get Married that was with Jill Scott. You know what I'm talking about? He played.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I can't think
he
of his
played,
name.
He played the one that she wound up with?
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, you know he's fine.
What's his name? Chestnut, Morris Chestnut.
Oh, no, not Morris Chestnut. It wasn't Morris
Chestnut. No, it's not Morris Chestnut. Somewhere else. What's his name? It's on the tip of my tongue.
I want to give it. I can't think, but y'all can Google him anyway. Anyway, Rico Ball, he's bananas. He's doing a film with him. First Impressions, he's doing that with him. And I think Space Warriors is with Morgan Freeman. So, like, he plays my husband in The Return of Brimsley Walk. My daughter, Nadege, she's on the TV show. She's on the TV show that's on NBC right now. Why am I having such brain farts these days? It's crazy. I don't know what's going on with me. What's the name of that doggone show?
What channel did it come on?
Revolution. Thank you. Oh my God. Yeah, Revolution on NBC. She's in that.
Okay.
She's one of the characters on that show. So it's dope. I got a team of people that are just doing amazing things. The producers on that show are doing dope stuff. And even the film people, one is working on Need for Speed right now, a film that's being shot. I don't know if you know about the video game Need for Speed, but he's doing that film right now. So, we just got a dope cast. And so that character... I play a character of Shantae Rice is her name, and she's a lot like me as a person. The writer and director, his name is Chicken Green. I know that sounds crazy, but he is like a dope writer and a dope director, and he always wears green, by the way. And he was one of the first people that really believed in me and believed in my ability. So for me, Shantae is my love right now. Trying to bring her home is an awesome feat. And so I love playing that role for your answer.
How much of that role is you?
All of it. Pretty much all of it. It's crazy because he wrote it while thinking of me and to a certain degree, which was an amazing compliment, for one. And two, it's easy because, for me, you don't know me, but I'm going to tell you, I'm good for tweaking somebody's piece by accident. I'm good for rewriting a script. Not on purpose. It's just Nisa just falls out all the time and just comes up with her own lines. And with this role, it's like he wrote it. He was like, how did you know I would say that? So I don't naturally go in and start rewriting stuff because it's really what I would say. So it's a cool blessing just to go in and just know that it's me, and he gives me the freedom if I really want to tweak certain things that I can to make it more believable, but I really don't have to. So I love it. It's a fantasy film. Like I said, it's the first urban fantasy film ever done where the main family is African American. It's a lot of CGI, a lot of green screen. It's dope, like 300, Narnia, Lord of the Rings, Never End the Story, all those really, really beautiful pieces where you have your witches, your bears, your goblins, and all that stuff. So it's fun. I love fantasy films. I love reboots, like Beach Street and all that stuff. So right now, actually, I did do Beach Street. Beach Street, I don't know if you remember back in the day, Beach Street. We just did a remake with Tommy Ford and Terry J. Vaughn and Gregory Allen and Collision Crew from ABDC, from America's Best Dance Crew. We did a remake of that. So that's about to come out.
It's called Beach Street also?
Beach Street 2012, yep.
Wow, that's
But that's real dope. I danced in that film, so that's crazy. And we actually are about to start shooting Beach Street 2013, Part 2, which I'll be doing more acting in. Like I said, I blew my knees out in Beach Street 2012 trying to mess with them young kids. But I held my own. I ain't mad at myself. I did my thing.
There you go.
I was hurt, but I did my thing.
you keeping yourself busy definitely in the game.
Yeah, you got to. You got to stay relevant, you know.
Definitely, definitely. What's some of the other projects you worked on? You got B Street. You're doing
Return
the
of
now coming up.
Yep, and I just finished, like I said, the piece I did in Indiana at the Fringe Festival, which was all fair in jewels for jewels and dresses, and that was lovely. And now I also have a sitcom that I worked on called All for My Love, which was really, really fun. Another one that I played a mom in. And that's with a young lady by the name of My Love Green. She's, oh my gosh, she's an amazing actress. And her mom is an amazing writer and singer. That's Demi Chanel, and she's awesome. And that piece has T.I.'s daughter in it. So she plays one of the characters. And also Oprah's goddaughter plays my daughter in the show, and Brian from Day 26, Brian Angel from Day 26 plays my nephew, and then also Q from Day 26 is in it as well.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's, you know, and it got a lot of other different artists and people that's cameo in it, so it's definitely going to be
When is that coming out?
I'm not sure right now, actually. That's a good question.
You guys working on that one, you said?
And yeah, we just finished some of the pieces for the pilot, and I think they're still going to be shooting because we're going to be coming to New York soon to do a couple pieces there and some promos. So, that's also a hot one to look out for. And you can also look that up on All For My Love on Facebook or Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with B Street 2012, you can look up on Facebook. And on
okay, let me definitely look that up. I didn't know they had the
B
Street come back out. That's hot.
Yeah, we coming back. Reboot. That's the big thing now, doing reboots. So
that is big. Yeah, definitely. You know, Black History Month. Do you have any? You know, some of your favorite Black actors?
Of course, I got my Denzel. I love Denzel. I got to participate in the movie Flight, which was a lot of fun, and I got to watch him work and learn so much for him. I'm believing for him with the Oscars that he get one, you know what I'm saying? So that would be really nice. And
I just seen that movie, too. It's pretty good.
You seen it or you didn't see it?
Yeah, I just seen it.
It's dope. Loved it. Loved that project. It was a lot of fun. So, if you haven't seen it, please go cop that. Go get it. It's out on DVD now as of Tuesday. So please go get that because it's an amazing piece. I really don't feel like the promos or the trailer did much for it. It's way deeper, way better than that. So
it's definitely deeper. I can say that too. That's based on a true story, isn't it?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't think it's true. It has true elements in it, but I don't think it's true. Yeah.
I thought I remember something back in the day where they try to get a guy for drinking, something like that.
I'm sure that's probably half of the pilots out there, but
of course. The way you look at that movie, you start realizing, like, wow.
Yeah, man. A lot of that stuff, you know, a lot of things, pieces that people write have some truth to it, so.
Definitely. But he definitely did his thing in the movie, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. He brought it home. Like, he definitely deserves something for that, because that was real serious right there. We haven't actually seen Denzel in, like, a real love scene in a long time, so see that.
You said you worked on that. What was you in that? What was your role?
Okay, so I played an NTSB board member in that. It was an extra role, but it's a feature extra role, and that was a lot of fun. Like, more than anything, the biggest thing that I took away from that was the fact that I got to watch him do his craft. You know, I got to watch him study. I got to watch and see how he learns his scripts. That was important for me as an actress. And as an actor, a lot of times they say you're not supposed to really do a lot of extra work if you really want to take your craft seriously. But it's pieces, it's time. I think it's a time for everything. And God puts you in places where you need to be. And that was one place that I needed to be because I needed to see somebody that really loves their craft and hones their craft and knows what they're doing. And the fact that I got upgraded to the point where I sat next to him in that scene and got to watch him in between scenes and takes, do his craft, hone his craft, study his craft, that was a beautiful opportunity for me because I learned so much from it. And my style of studying changed because of it.
So how was Denzel? Like, was he super serious or he a little laid back?
Like, most definitely he was serious because that role was serious. That was one thing that I learned about him was that he stays in character throughout the day. Through the whole time he's on set, he's in character. So which makes it more believable because it's who he is in that situation. You know what I'm saying? So if you stay in your character, that's what you're going to put out. So for me, I actually tried it because I wanted to be like, really? Like, real talk, is that real? Like, does that really help? You know, I'm like, come on, man, really? Seriously? So I tried it for a role, and I played a crackhead. And I stayed in character for the whole day. I tried all the techniques that I saw him doing. I tried it. And you know what? I got rave reviews for it. I was that crackhead in that instant. You know what I'm saying? Like the crackhead that I would be if I was a crackhead. No worries, people. I'm not a crackhead. But I was able to bring it home and make it real believable.
See, that's the thing about acting for me is how deep the level some of the actors could go, you know? Like you said with Denzel, like he could be a totally different person. I mean, like something's completely different. See, you on that level too, where you're experimenting and figuring out.
Yeah, but I don't go to the point where, you know, I can't break out as it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think there's a balance with that. I say stay in character for a day. Like, I like that, but, you know, that whole situation that happened to some characters where they, actors where they actually lost their lives, I just, you know, not feeling that. But for me, a day, I could do a day, you know. And then
I guess it all depends on the role. If you were, you know, you're trying to get into a character, somebody that's doing something dangerous, then, you know.
Yeah,
now, if you're doing,
it's
like
a balance
you said, you're trying to
you
master
know?
Being a crackhead, I don't think that's going to kill you. You just...
Acting
crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Right. What I did was I fused different characters that I brought together, you know, to make my version of a crackhead. You know what I'm saying? So I used Tandy Newton from Beloved. I used Jerome Bigums as a crackhead. And I used Halle Berry's version of a crackhead. And then I used my boy from, what's that TV show? It's a TV show on Sci-Fi. I can't think of it now. But I used his character on there. He does this thing with his finger. And I loved it. So I just put it all together. And then you got your Twitch, of course. You know, I put it all together, and I fused my version of a crackhead, and, of course, fused myself into it, so to make it more believable. But that's how I did it. I just studied different characters to make my crackhead.
That's it. That's how you do it. You got to be in it to win it, so you definitely
got
to. Yep,
do your homework.
As a, you know, I know you said you had some challenges. What are the biggest challenges you face as a black female in the business?
Me, my white counterparts, you know, them believing in us I am in the South. I'm in the dirty South. You know what I'm saying? There's some challenges with that. Real talk with you, I just got my agent today. Today, I've been fighting to get an agent for mad long. I just got an agent today. And it's sad because why should it take so long, really, when you're good at what you do? And I'm not trying to hype myself up. This is like words from other people, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and what I can say is that I love God and I go hard in the paint at all that I do. You know, I work at what I do. So, but it's sad, though, because they don't care all the time. It's not always that. And an agent is supposed to work for you, but it seems at times that you're working for them. And they're not really looking at what you can bring to the table all the time. They're so hungry at times that they miss out on the good ones. And I honestly believe I'm a good one because I won't wait for you. I'll work at what I need to do to get where I need to go. I won't wait for you to tell me how to do it. I'll study and learn. You know what I'm saying? So for myself. So that was my biggest challenge. Like, you know, somebody believing in me the way I believe in myself and letting me.
How does it be with the males? Have you ever came across a situation where you felt like they were trying to give you a hint at certain actions for a certain type of role?
No, actually, the males that I've come in contact with have been really good. Like, actually, my past manager, he's my mentor more than anything else, is Mel Jackson from Soul Food and Living Single and Deliver Us from Eva. Light skin dude, everybody know about that, you know. But he's my mentor and he was my manager. But, you know, he's still a working actor, so I decided to make my mom my manager and just keep him as my mentor. He's been very helpful to me and very supportive and very honest because, like I said, this business can eat you up and spit you out. So there is challenges, and it seems like men have it a little bit easier, black men, that is. And then on top of that, everybody that's of a color or of diversity face some challenges. It seems like our white counterparts get way more work all the time. You know. So.
Now I have a two-part question.
Okay,
I'm
ready.
Who do you like working with? And that's probably easy. But now I want to know, who do you don't like working with? There's somebody that rubbed you the wrong way in this industry. I mean, not to blow them up, like, you know, terribly, but, you know, I'm on glass now.
Ooh, you going in on you, huh? I'll just say I've faced some challenges. I don't really feel like I'm the type of person to call somebody else out fully because they, you know, it could just be that situation where they just in a bad place. But I haven't really faced any crazy divas to that degree. There's been situations where I have had opportunities, but nothing that's going to shake me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think my biggest thing is just staying positive. Is my biggest challenge. I think I'm my own biggest challenge, you know what I'm saying? So trying to just overcome the fact that some days you ain't going to get that call. You ain't that chick. You know what I'm saying? They just not seeing you like that. So you got to stay positive for yourself. For some reason, they just don't see you the way you see you, you know what I'm saying, for whatever reason. So I think I'm my biggest challenge, just trying to stay positive and stay motivated.
That's right. Is there anybody you would want to work with? Like, really, like, you really was, like, ready to, hopefully you get to that point where this person is definitely.
Oh, yeah. You know, I love my, like I said, I'm a dancer always. There's certain people I just want to dance with. I would love to dance with Channing Tatum. I mean, right now he's hot and everybody loving him. You know, I just think he's a hot, sexy dancer. I would love to dance with that cat.
Right.
And then who is my baby's name? Oh, God, he's so hot as an actor. I'm trying to think of his name, and I can't think of his name. That's so sad. Oh, my God, he's, like, big right now, and I can't think of that baby's name. Well, I would love to work with Leonardo DiCaprio, but Homeboy is on hiatus, so that ain't going to count. That would be fun. Most importantly, I've got to physically have some speaking lines and be in the heart and the paint going in the game with my boy Denzel, always.
I knew you was going to say that.
You knew that was coming. That's got to happen. That's like without question. That's like something that's on my bucket list. It has to happen. So if you have some connections, make that happen, please.
All right. Let me ask you this. Like, when you get a role,
mm-hmm.
and you look at the role, did you ever get to a time where you was like, this role is definitely not for me, or do you feel like every role was a challenge for you?
You know what? A lot of times I pray before I do anything, but I have to say, I've been big on, as of late, doing this whole vision board thing. I was like, let me get this thing a try. Ah. Try this whole vision board, all this Oprah-type stuff, and see what happens. And so I did a vision board, and my big thing was like 2012, 2013, I want more speaking roles, I want to be on TV more, blah, 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 you know. And I didn't realize that God would bring me theater. I was like, really? A theater role, me. Theater, huh? So for me, that was my biggest, do I take it, do I not? Is that me, is it not, you know? And then I thought about it. I was like, well, Denzel did go back and do that. is in, on theater, my in theater and on Broadway, and my cousin was in that. She played his daughter. I was like, well, maybe, you know, he did it. And I know it's like Denzel, but I really look up to him. He knows his craft. He knows what he's doing. He ain't staring wrong. So for me, I was like, and the fact that somebody wanted me to do it and believed in me doing it, I said, well, maybe I should. You know, so I took that on. I went and did it because I figured, why not? So I think that was my biggest one that I was like, I don't know if I could pull this one off. That's kind of. And then on top of it, not only was it theater, but we had to do stage combat. I had to fight, get thrown around, beat somebody up. You know, not that, I mean, I can fight, but like to control your fighting, that's another issue. you can't really hit somebody. You know what I'm saying? So that was a little tough. You know, sometimes I want to hit. So that was.
You got thrown around the wrong way, I feel.
Yeah, man, my knee hurt. You know. But it's,
I mean,
it got to
be fun for
the.
You say you're a mother. How many kids do you have?
Wow. I have three boys. Three beautiful boys. Three challenging boys. Three amazing boys. I have a 10-year-old Caleb. I have a 6-year-old Matthias. But we call that baby Mike Ty because, yeah, if you met him, you would want to drink, too.
Uh-oh.
Mike Ty. Yeah, and then I have the baby Micah Drew, and he's 3. Yeah, they
now, I ask you that because, you know, since you're an actor, do you sit him down and do this actress, you sit him down and you do different roles and, you know, let them help you?
Well, actually, as of late, I did allow my 10-year-old to help me do some line reads, you know, for some projects that I had coming up. And he did a good job. I was proud of him. And all the two older, the baby actually had an audition, his first audition. He didn't feel like doing it fully, so he didn't get the part. But that's all right. The fact is they wanted to see him. So he auditioned to play Maya Rudolph and Chris Rock's son in Grown Ups 2. So he had his first audition because he's pretty as all get out. And then my oldest and my middle son was in the movie, What the Speck and Sex. They were in the movie Parental Guidance with Bette Midler, Billy Crystal, and Marissa Tomei.
Oh, really?
I really wanted that because I was in that too. And I really wanted them to experience what it's like to be on set, to know what mommy does, so they know that it's hard work and that it's not easy. It's a long day, you know. So they got to experience that. They appreciated it. They accepted it. I don't know fully if they would want to do it again, those long hours were a little tough for them.
Shoot, keep it in the family. That's
yeah. And my husband.
Right. You gotta let them want it, right?
Huh?
Definitely gotta let them want it by themselves.
Of course, exactly. My middle son is more of an athletic type. My oldest is more of a brainiac, so he likes to do anything dealing with computers and video games. That's his thing. My middle son loves anything sports. He has energy like the Energizer Bunny, so he can go all day. And the baby, he's like in the middle. He just likes to dance.
I totally understand. I have a 4-year-old son, so I definitely understand the
energy. Wow. Yeah, you get it.
Definitely understand the energy. Anissa Johnson, thank you so much for stopping through.
Thank you for having me.
Radio. I'm definitely going to look for that Beat Street and all other projects you're working on, man. That's really
please
on.
Do. And if you want to follow me, you can hit me on Twitter. At Anissa Nyell. That's AnisaNyell. And you can also Facebook me at Anissa Nyell Johnson. And you can Google me. I'm Googleable. So, yeah, please check me out. And please check out The Return of Brimsley's Walk on Facebook, as well as Beat Street 2012 on Facebook. And actually, I didn't get to tell you this, but The Return of Brimsley Walk has a companion Twitter site called Shantae Rice One. That's C-H-A-N-T-E Rice One. And
okay.
It's the first Twitter novel ever done. It's dope as heck. You're going to want to follow it. Start from the first tweet, because once you get in, you're going to be in. You're going to be, like, itching to hear more. So please check that out. It's so hot. It really is. So thank you
definitely,
so much,
yeah.
Nicole, for having me.
And thank you for coming. And, you know, anytime you're having a role coming up or something you want to put out there, you can always come back, holler at us at Beast Through Radio. We'd be glad to help you out along the way. You know how
thank
we got to do, stick together.
Yeah, and I got to give a shout-out to my publicist, Cece. I love you, baby. Thank you so
definitely.
Much. But just always going hard in the paint for me.
Definitely, definitely. Anissa Johnson in the building.
Yup, chip.
Doing it all. Make sure y'all look out for her. And thank you again, once again, for coming on Beast Through Radio. Definitely get back at us. This is
no
your
doubt.
Girl, K. Nicole, Beast Through Radio. We just tore it down with Anissa Johnson. Make sure y'all stay tuned in. I'll be right back. And let's get it.
Little do you know, there's no food on my plate. Still yet, I'm hit by amazing grace. For I don't walk by sight, I walk by faith. Holy by people just not like one like them, no, no. About the King of Kings and who he really is. Miracles of joy eternally it shows.
Right here on Beastu Radio, y'all.
So y'all stay tuned for DJ Big Stu on the way, ready to get it going.
They got the streets on lock.
The streets on lock.
Yes, yes, it's going down. DJ Big Stu in the building. Listen, y'all stay tuned in.
I bet you're wondering how
your girl K Nicole is out of here. You know,
y'all
have a good night. Do your thing, brother.
Yeah, yeah, you know what it is. It's D-Mon Channel. I'm chilling with the Block Club DJs, you heard? Nothing but that heat.
Between the two of us, girl, I love you more. It took me by surprise, I must say.
How you feel? Crucial decisions to make.
Block Club DJ.
Don't know if I'm Keisha, Felicia, or Amber. There's something about each one of them wrong and special. Been all around the world. Been so many girls with different qualities. Everyone seems to have something to want. Ooh, I need that. Couple things later, I'm swearing she's the one. Think come true. Tell me what this wrong means to do. I gotta have her, but I want you to. If only she could dress like you, and you could walk the way she does. Ooh, 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 I need that. Couple things later, I'm swearing she's the one. Think come true.
DJ,
tell me what this problem is to do. I gotta have her, but
DJ,
I want you to.
Babe.
Oh, girl, I love you, but I love her and her too. They all could be the one.
I gotta have her, but I want her too. So now I need help with my obsessions. I'm working on my addictions, like stopping for all the pretty girls in the cars I'll be whipping. In my position, I'm balling like the Pistons. I'm on fire, I stop dropping, I'm rolling, I watch them get it. They see the moon is like a vampire, bit them. I scoop them, hit them, and dip them, turn them into honey dip. The money get it, it's what the ladies be calling us. Acting like they ignoring us, really they be on all of us. And all of us, we can take a flight. You and her, and we can make it right.
I love you, but I love her.
Rock Club DJ.
Tell me now. is the block.
Heavyweight, rough rider, clock world.
Once again, it's Stone, the motherfucking psycho. Ice Cube, the Don Mega, with my nigga DMX, huh? A diamond in the rough, huh? He gon' stay in the rough. East meets west, it's going down. Yeah, we be coming. 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 I'm in the city, bitch, we clubbing.
Nigga, what?
I'm treated like the presidential. Motorcade taking up the residential. Global perspiration, freaky gyrations, close to fornication. Numbers get passed with ass, information, intoxication, faded, inebriated, designated driver, lava, Nimagava, blocking freaks in, all of them ten. Stallions, get them to pal in, sitting on laps, bitch, we write raps, back door access, you getting jealous, standing on line with designer umbrellas, bad fellas running with the east side connection, in the kind of club where the stars check their weapons.
Go to the bar and get some drink and hit the floor.
and they get on the float. Up and they get on the float. Up and they get on the float. Up and they get on the float. She wanna
drop it, give me 50. Drop it, give me 50.
Play for their minds one more time, baby.
I'm really feeling you. Steady wearing all my ladies by me. Moving touch of fast. Every night you're switching with this your style. My ladies, I know how when they touch the street. Every woman looking to this your style.
Hey, girl, just show me all your rock, girl. Girl, show me all the flag, girl. Love how you're getting on bad, girl. They send the old place mad, girl. Yo, you and your jump, 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 jump.
I'm a witness to tonight. Malak, Malak Club, Club. DJ. DJ. DJ.
Come Thank you. looking for a partner, someone who knows how to ride. Well, I'm even
falling walk, 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 DJ.
Take me to my limit. Girl, when I break you off, I promise that you won't want to get off.
Yeah.
Don't want an oil person, don't leave enough room.
Someone gets mine. Keep our freedom. They got the streets on lock.
The streets on lock.
It's the Block Club DJs.
DJ Big Stu.